弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace, brothers.
感谢主的保守怜悯，我们又可以一起在他的殿中来敬拜他。
Thanks to God's protection and mercy, we can stand here again to worship Him.
我们来一起祷告。
Let us pray together.
我们在天上的父神，我们又能够一起来到你的面前来敬拜你。
Our heavenly Father, we came here to worship You again.
因为你是我们的高台，你是我们的山寨，你是我们随时的帮助。
You are our fortress and you are our help in all times.
主，我们感谢你在这个时候，主，你对每位弟兄姐妹的保护。
Thank you for your protection at this time.
你赐给我们每位的信心。
You give the faith you give to every one of us.
让我们知道，只有在主你的里面，我们才能有真正的平安。
So we know only in you we can find true peace.
天父，就求主你引导我们下面的时间。
God, please lead us in this following time.
求主你的圣灵带领我们明白主你的话语。
May the Holy Spirit lead us so we can understand your word.
主，让我们能够明白你的道，也能够行出你的道。
So we can understand your word and we can live it out.
能够让我们活出主你让我们活出的你的样式。
So we can live out the life you planned for us.
主，我们谢谢你。
Thank you, Lord.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名求。
We pray this in the precious name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 很多事情的发生让我们困惑，甚至不知所措。
Many things happened. It made us puzzled and worried.
甚至让我们感到不安。
And feeling uneasy.
那我们前面的几次信息，我们知道呢。彼得呢，在异象中看到神让他吃那些犹太人认为不洁净的动物。
In the earlier messages, we saw that in a vision, Peter saw that God asked him to eat unclean animals.
所以他自己感到困惑，感到不安。
He was feeling very confused and uneasy.
但是他最后明白，这是神让他向外邦人传福音的启示。
But he finally understood it is the vision that God asked him to preach to the Gentiles.
那么现在呢，发生在中国武汉，几乎席卷全世界的这个新冠状病毒。
Now this virus that started in Wuhan almost spread to the whole world. This virus.
那么它也现在正在夺去很多人的生命。
And it's actually taking the life of many.
那我们在困惑中不禁要问神，为什么让这场灾难发生呢
？We are puzzled when we ask why God permitted this disaster to happen.
那么这场瘟疫发生的根源到底是什么呢？
What is the root cause of this plague?
那么科学家他们正在研究那么这场瘟疫的起源。
Scientists are also studying the source of this plague.
那么有的说是自然产生的。
Some say it has a natural cause.
说是人吃了这些不洁净的还有病毒的这些蝙蝠，所以就导致了这些病毒传到人的身上，所以人传人。
People ate the bats with the virus and thus caused the spread among humans.
那么也有说是这个也有说是这个病毒是因为一个实验室泄露了病毒，泄露了这个病毒以后那么造成的。
Some say it's because one lab that leaked this virus and caused all of this.
而且病毒是经过改造才可以成为了人传人。
And this virus was probably improvised to spread among people.
其实不管是哪一种说法。
Whatever the cause,
那么根本原因乃是人的贪婪和人的悖逆。
The true root cause is human's greed and rebellion.
也就是我们人的罪。
That's our sin.
那么对基督徒而言，我们从这件事能够看到什么呢？
As Christians, what did we see from this?
我们该如何面对？
How shall we face this?
那么过去的几周。我们的周五的查经，我们的主题是说真言中看神。
In the past few weeks, the theme for our Friday Bible study is see God through Proverbs.
那么从中我们看到呢，我们所信的是一位无所不在、无所不能、无所不知的神。
From the studies, we know our God is an omnipresent, omnipotent, and omniscient God.
是一位恨恶罪恶、按人所行的施行报应的神。
He hates sins and repays everyone for his deeds.
那么神完全能够拦阻这场瘟疫的发生。
God can surely prevent this plague.
因为他是全能的神。
For displeased the Almighty God.
但是神没有这样做，那是叫人知道罪的可怕。
He did not do it, to let people experience the dreadfulness of sin.
那么叫我们基督徒能够去竭力的传讲他的福音。
So our Christians can strive to preach the gospel.
叫不信的人能够听到福音，悔改归向耶稣基督。
And the unbelievers can hear the gospel and repent and turn to God.
即使传福音，那么让人信主，这也是整本这本《使徒行传》这本书的主题。
The whole theme of Acts is to preach the gospel and let people to Christ.
那么通过前面的信息呢，我们可以看到。
Through the passage earlier, we see.
那么当福音传到外邦的时候呢，耶路撒冷的教会就对外邦人信主的反应，以及神的道在外邦的兴旺，那么就想知道这个什么这样的一个这个事实。
So because the gospel spread to the Gentiles, how the church in Jerusalem will react to this?
所以他们完全看到了这是神的道在人中的复兴。
So they saw that this is the word of God thrive in among people.
那么我们想从下面三个方面和大家来分享。
I would like to share in three parts today.
就是说救恩只在于信耶稣基督。
First, salvation is only based on believing in Jesus Christ.
那么外邦人信福音，那么建立教会。
Second, Gentiles believed in the gospel and built the church.
那么最后我们知道呢，彼此相爱才是一个基督徒的标志。
And lastly, loving one another is a sign of Christians.
所以我们先来看第一部分，就是救恩只在于信靠耶稣基督。
Let us see the first part. Salvation is only based on believing Jesus Christ.
那么在《使徒行传》的第十一章的一到十八节。
This is in Acts chapter 11, verse 1 through 18.
我们先来看一到 C 节的第一到第三节，他这里说，使徒和在犹太的众弟兄听说外邦人也领受了神的道，及至彼得上了耶路撒冷，那些奉隔离的门徒和他争辩说，你进入未受隔离之人家和他们一同吃饭了。彼得就开口把这事按次序的给他们讲解。
Let us see verse 1 through 3.Now the apostles and the brothers who were throughout Judea heard that the Gentiles also had received the word of God. So when Peter went up to Jerusalem, the circumcision party criticized him, saying, You want to uncircumcise the men and ate with them. So Peter started to explain.
那么当时在耶路撒冷的教会中
At that time in the church in Jerusalem,
那么一部分从犹太教归信耶稣基督的信徒
Some disciples who converted from Judaism.
那么他们认为呢，得救除了信耶稣基督外，还需要受隔离。
They believe in order to get salvation, in addition to believing in Jesus Christ, it also needs circumcision.
而当时只有犹太人才受隔离，因为他们知道这是旧约圣经的教训。
However, only Jews received circumcision. This is the teaching of the Old Testament.
那么这里面呢，告诉。的说，奉隔离的门徒就是指这些人。
So here the circumcision party is refers to this group of people.
那么这些信徒呢，他指责彼得和未受隔离的外邦人一起吃饭。
These disciples rebuked Peter for eating with the Gentiles.
所以他们认为这是破坏他们的犹太教的传统。
They believe this broke the Jewish traditions.
因为未受隔离的外邦人在他们的眼中乃是不洁净的。
They believe the uncircumcised Gentiles are unclean.
所以总的来说呢，这些犹太人认为神只是把救恩赐给他们犹太人。
In summary, these Jews believe God only gave salvation to the Jews.
只有他们才是神的选民。
Only the Jews were God's chosen people.
所以呢，彼得针对他们这样的这个不对的这个认识，那么接下来在第五章的五到十五节，就像这些责备他的这些信徒呢，讲述了他所这个见证的两个意象。
So to these people in verse 5 to 15, Peter clarified the two visions.
那么一个是彼得自己看到的意象。
One vision is from Peter himself.
那么一个是一个外邦人格里纽他所见的意象。
The other vision is what Cornelius experienced.
而且这两个意象呢是互相的印证。
These two visions verified each other.
而且呢，彼得在给他们讲道的时候呢，又有圣灵降临在这些听道的人的身上。
And the Holy Spirit fell on these Gentiles when Peter was preaching.
所有的这些就见证了，那么外邦人跟犹太人一样，因信耶稣也领受了神给他们的救恩。
All this testified the Gentiles as well as the Jews could receive the salvation that they believe.
所以这也是神的旨意。
It is God's will.
那么十一章的十六节，他这里说，他说 我就想起主的话说，约翰是用水施洗，但你们要受圣灵的洗。
Verse 16, and I remember the word of God, how he said.John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.
也就是说，这所有这一切的发生，那是主耶稣的话，也再一次的得到了应验。
That is saying all this is happening because the word of Jesus Christ is being verified.
所以这里的你们呢，就包括既包括犹太人，也包括那些外邦人。
You here includes both Jews and Gentiles.
所以十七节这儿他说，神既然给他们恩赐，像在我们信主耶稣基督的时候给了我们一样，我是谁能拦住神呢？
Verse 17, if the God gives the same gift to them as he gave to us when we believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I that I could stand in God's way?
那么彼得这里经过他亲身的经历，
Peter here through his own personal experience
见证了神的救恩，不只是给了信耶稣的犹太人，也给了那些信耶稣的外邦人。
He testified that God's salvation is not only for Jews who believe in Jesus and also for Gentiles who believe in Jesus.
也就是说救恩不分种族。
That is, salvation has no regard to race.
神的救恩是赐给所有信耶稣是基督是神儿子的所有的罪人。
God's salvation is given to all sinners who believe in Jesus Christ.
那么就像罗马书的一章十六十七节所讲的，他说，我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希腊人。因为神的义正在这福音上显明出来，这义本与信，以至于信。如经上所记，义人必因信得生。
Just as in Romans chapter 1, verse 16 through 17, for I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jews first, also to the Greek. For it is the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the righteous shall live by faith.
所以十八节说，众人听见这话就不言语了，只归荣耀与神，说这样看来，神也赐恩给外邦人，叫他们悔改得生命了。
So in verse 18, when they heard these things, they fell silent, and they glorified God, saying, they to the Gentiles also, God has granted repentance that leads to life.
所以这些奉隔离的 门徒呢，听了彼得的见证，
This circumcision part and listen to Peter's testimony.
那么他们就明白了救恩的真理。
They understood the truth about salvation.
知道神不偏待人，凡信他名的人都必得救。
They know God shows no partiality, and whoever believes in His name is saved.
那么有人这样总结了彼得的这次事工。
Someone summarized this ministry of Peter's.
他说，彼得踏进哥尼流家中的一小步，是救恩历史上的一大步。
He said the small step that Peter took to walk into Cornelius' house is a big step in the history of salvation.
所以他开始实现了九月以前神对亚伯拉罕的应许。
He started to realize the promise God gave to Abraham.
地上的万族都要因你得福。
In you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed.
那么外邦人和犹太人同得救恩乃是神的旨意。
It is God's will for Gentiles and Jews to get salvation.
那么在救恩历史的关键时刻，彼得明白了神的启示，并且完全顺服神的带领。
At this critical moment in salvation history, Peter understood God's revelation.
那么弟兄姐妹们， 我们现在也正在经历一个特别的时候。
Brothers and sisters, we are also experiencing a special time.
那么神给我们每位一个什么样的启示呢？
What revelation did God give to each one of us?
那么既然我们明白神不偏待人，
Since we understood the truth that God has no partiality,
因信称义乃是整本圣经的真理。
The justification by faith is what the whole Bible says.
所以呢，我们就当积极地传福音，在这个特别的时候，给我们周围的人。
So we should be more proactive to preach the gospel to all surrounding us.
即使我们过去没有这样做。
Even we did not do that in the past.
我想透过我们现在发生的周围的事情，我们也应该知道这是一个非常紧迫的时候，我们该这样的做了。
Through the thing that happens around us, we should know it is urgent time that we should do so.
那么特别是现在呢，在中国大陆还没有信主的我们的这些亲人和朋友。
Especially our family and relatives who are in mainland China and who are still unbelievers.
我们知道他们现在在患难中，在黑暗中，是在绝望中。
They are in suffering, in darkness, and in despair.
那么这是他们最需要听到福音的时候。
They need to hear the gospel urgently.
那么这也是神给我们最好的机会，向他们传福音的时候。
This is also the best opportunity God gave us to preach to them.
那么我们也可以从这里学习到，像彼得向外邦人传福音的方法，来给他们传福音。
We can also learn how Peter preached to the Gentiles and follow his example.
我们可以首先让我们的亲切朋友在面对这场瘟疫时要产生一个敬畏神的心。
First, let our relatives and friends have a fearful heart for God during this plague.
可以思想自己的有限和不义。
So they can think about their own limitedness and unrighteousness.
可以思想生命的意义到底是什么。
Think about the true meaning of life.
你告诉他们耶稣基督是谁。
Tell them who Jesus Christ is.
你告诉他们不信的结局。
Tell them the result of unbelieving.
和信耶稣的盼望。
And the hope in believing Jesus Christ.
我们进而可以把耶稣基督拯救罪人的福音告诉他们。
So we can tell them the gospel that Jesus saves sinners.
所以让他们在绝望中看到盼望，悔改，能够归向神。
They can see hope in despair and return to God.
其实不只是使徒彼得向外邦人传福音。
Not only Apostle Peter preached to the Gentiles.
那么也有其他的门徒，他们不但把福音传到了外邦，还在外邦人的地方呢建立了教会。
There are other disciples as well. They not only preached to the Gentiles, but they also built churches among the Gentiles.
那么这也就是19节到26节讲到的外邦人听信了福音而且建立了教会。
This is what the second part is. The Gentiles believed in the gospel and built the church as in verse 19 to 26.
那么19章的11章19到20节他这样讲，他说那些因斯提反的事遭遇患难四散的门徒直走到腓尼基和塞浦路斯并安提阿，他们不向别人讲道，只向犹太人讲道，但内中有塞浦路斯和古利奈人，他们到了安提阿，也向希腊人传讲主耶稣。
So verse 19 to 20. Now Rose, who was scattered because of the persecution that rose over Stephen, traveled as far as Phoenicia and Cyprus and Antioch, speaking the word to no one except the Jews. But there were some of them, men of Cyprus and Cyrene, who on coming to Antioch spoke to the Hellenists also, preaching the Lord Jesus.
我们知道呢，是从斯提法殉道以后呢，教会就大遭逼迫。
We know that after Stephen was persecuted, the church also suffered great persecution.
那么许多信徒就逃离了耶路撒冷。
Many disciples fled from Jerusalem.
那么一些信徒呢，去了腓尼基、塞浦路斯和安提阿。
Some disciples went to Phoenicia, Cyprus, and Antioch.
那么这里腓尼基呢，就是现在的黎巴嫩地区。
Phoenicia is what's called Lebanon.
那么它在加利利的西北部。
It is to the northwest of Galilee.
那么我们圣经上知道的推罗跟西顿，那么就在这里。
In the Bible, Tyre and Sidon is also located in this region.
其实主耶稣在他传道的初期呢，也来到这里。
Lord Jesus had also preached here in his ministry.
那么当时呢，大家还记得有一位希腊的妇女，那么求主耶稣为她的女儿赶鬼。
At that time, there was a Greek woman asked Lord Jesus to cast the demon out for her daughter.
那么在马可福音的七章二十七到二十九节，那么是这样讲的，说耶稣对他说，对这个妇人说，让儿女们先吃饱。不好拿儿女的饼丢给狗吃。妇人回答说，主啊，不错，但是狗在桌子底下也吃孩子们的残渣。耶稣对他说，因你这句话，你回去吧，鬼已经离开你的女儿了。
So in Mark chapter 7 verse 27 to 29, and he said to her, this is a Lord said to the woman, let the children be fed first.For it is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs. But she answered him, Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs. And he said to her, For this statement you may go your way. The demon has left your daughter.
所以主耶稣在这里面就是扮演一个犹太人的角色，他们认为犹太儿女呢就是特指犹太人，那么他们把外邦人呢就可以称为是狗。
In this passage, the daughter refers to the Jews, and the Gentiles is called like dogs.
但是大家看到没有，主耶稣不但他拯救信他的犹太人，他也拯救那些信他的外邦人。
But did you see, Lord Jesus not only saved the Jews who believed in him, but also saved this Gentile who believed in him.
所以呢，这里明确地告诉我们，救恩不在于你是谁，也不在于你做了什么。
This clearly says salvation is not based on who you are, nor what you did.
所以救恩只在于你是否信靠耶稣基督。
It is only based on if you believe in Jesus Christ.
那么这里的安提阿乃是指叙利亚的安提阿。
The Antioch here is referring to the Antioch in Syria.
那么在使徒时代呢，这个城市呢，大约有50万人。
During the apostolic age, it has a population of about 500,000.
那么它是在世界当时世界上的算第三大城市。
It was the third largest city in the world.
那么它仅次于罗马和亚历山大。
Only next to Rome and Alexander.
所以许多的犹太人和外邦人混居在这个城市里。
Many Jews and Gentiles mingled in this city.
而且这个城市也充满了这个污秽，充满了偶像。
There were lots of filthy adultery in this city.
那么塞浦路斯呢，是地中海的一个岛屿。
Cyprus is an island in the Mediterranean Sea.
那这里面有一个古利奈，它就是属于今天的这个利比亚。
The Cyrene here is today's Libya.
那么这些人，这些从耶路撒冷四散的门徒，就来到了这些地方。
These disciples who scattered around came to this place.
那么他们当时呢，只是向犹太人传福音。
They preached only to the Jews.
但是呢，一些在塞浦路斯和古利奈的信徒来到了安提阿，也向那里的希腊人传福音。
But the disciples from Cyprus and Cyrene, they came to Antioch and also preached to the Greeks here.
所以这里面希腊人也就代替那些那里的外邦人。
So Greek here is the Gentiles.
那么二十一节说，主与他们同在，信而归主的人就很多了。
Verse 21 says, "And the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number who believed turned to the Lord."
所以这里面大家听到，那么其实中文没有翻译出来，就是主的手跟他们在一起。
So here is especially saying the hand of the Lord was with them.
所以也就是说，福音能够在这里兴旺，那是因为主亲自参与向外邦人传福音的工作。
That is to say, the gospel thrived here because our Lord participated himself in this work.
所以这也鼓励我们传福音的时候，我们传福音乃是我们的本分。但是我们知道是神是主与我们同在，那么让福音让人听让人信。
This also encourages us when we preach. It's our job to preach, but it's also God's presence that help guide and lead lead people to believe.
所以这也是让我们传福音的积极性所在，就是我们传乃是人的信，乃是主亲自工作。
This is why we can be proactive. We preach, and the Lord will do does His work as well.
其实这也是主耶稣他在升天时候对门徒的应许。
This is also the promise from Lord Jesus before His ascension.
他在马太福音28:28说：“凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。”
In Matthew chapter 28.Teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you, and behold, I am with you always to the end of the age.
那么在接下来的26-26节
in the following verse 22-26,
那么耶路撒冷的教会听说很多的外邦人信主归耶稣。
The church in Jerusalem heard many Gentiles believed in the Lord Jesus.
所以他们就打发巴拿巴去到那里，想从那里看证实一下外邦人信福音是不是神给他们的，是不是神的旨意。
So they sent Barnabas there to check if it is God's will for Gentiles to believe in the gospel.
因为犹太人的传统观念一向认为只有他们才是神的选民。
For in traditional thoughts,The Jews only believe they are God's chosen people. Only they were the God's chosen people.
所以呢，当巴拿巴呢和这个在安提阿来到安提阿，亲眼目睹了外邦人信主以后他们的生命的改变。
So Barnabas came to Antioch and witnessed the change of life after the Gentiles believed in the Lord.
并且看到教会也在这里建立。
He also saw that churches were built.
所以呢，巴拿巴呢，在那里不但劝勉信徒坚守真道，信靠主耶稣基督。
He not only exhorted the disciples to hold on to the truth and believe in the Lord Jesus.
他也传讲福音，领更多的人来归向主。
He also preached the gospel and helped many to believe in the Lord.
而且他也去找了大树的扫罗。
He also went to Tarsus to find Paul.
所以他们又一起回到安提阿，住在那里有一年。来牧养教会。
They came back to Antioch together, lived there for a year, teaching.
那么这里说信耶稣的人被称为基督徒，是从安提阿教会开始的。
So here it says, in Antioch, the disciples were first called Christians.
那么这里我们会问，那么为什么当时安提阿教会的信徒被称为基督徒呢？
We may ask why the disciples in Antioch were started to be called Christians.
那么其实在主耶稣呢在世的时候
So when Lord Jesus was still alive,
那么外邦人呢都认为跟随耶稣的人和犹太教信犹太教的人没有什么区别
Gentiles believe Jesus' followers were no different from the Jews.
直到主耶稣升天以后
Only after Jesus' ascension,
门徒四处传福音建立教会
The disciples preached everywhere and built churches.
那么在安提阿这些外邦人就意识到这群人与犹太教徒有着完全不同的样子。
In Gentiles, people realize this group of people is very different from the Jews.
因为这群人生活与谈话他们的中心都是基督。
Because the center of their lives and discussion were all Jesus, were all Christ.
所以他们这些外邦人就称他这些耶稣的门徒就称他们为基督徒。
So the Gentiles call this group of people Christians.
但是呢，起先这个称呼呢，乃是安提阿人给那些跟随耶稣的人的一个绰号。
So at first, this name was just a nickname Antiochans gave to those following Jesus.
其在某种意义上是对他们的一个嘲讽。
Was a mocking to some sense.
所以呢，那么信耶稣，那么这个。那么信耶稣的人呢，把这个名字呢，就当作一个荣誉来就接受了。
The people believing Jesus Christ actually accepted this name as an honor.
那么弟兄姐妹们，当时的安提阿教会呢的信徒是被不信的人称为基督徒。
So brothers and sisters, the disciples in Antioch church were called Christians by the unbelievers.
因为这些信徒的生活与谈话，他们的中心都是基督。
For all their lives and discussion were centered around Christ.
那么现在我们信耶稣的人自然而然就自称为基督徒。
Now all who believe in Jesus Christ were called Christians.
但是我们对照这个基督徒这个名字的内在的含义。
Now comparing to this hidden meaning of Christians.
我们自己可以审查一下。
Let us examine ourselves.
那么在我们日常生活与谈话中。
In our daily life and conversation.
我们有多少时候是以基督为中心？
How much was centered in Christ?
我们有多少时候乃是以我们自己为中心？
How much were actually centered around ourselves?
那么这样呢，我们就可以知道。
They we know.
如果我们把基督徒这个名字当作是一个荣誉来接受的话，
If we accept the name of Christian as an honor,
我们却没有遵守主耶稣基督给我们的教训。
Yet don't follow God's teaching.
我们其实就是在亏缺神自己的荣耀。
We actually fall short of God's glory.
所以呢，当我们越多的思想基督徒这个名字的意义的时候，
So the more we think about the meaning of Christian,
我们就能够越多的能够活出基督徒那么一个以基督为中心的这样一个生命来。
The more we can live out a life that's centered.
那么大家一定会问，我们怎么样才能活出生活与谈话的中心都是基督的这样一个生命呢？
You may surely ask, how can we live out a life? The center of life and the discussion is all Christ.
那么下面的这后面这个信息呢，是二十七节，那么到三十节，还有最后的十二章的24到25节会告诉我们。那么其实彼此相爱乃是基督徒的一个明显的标志。
Yeah, in the later messages, as in verse 27 to 30, as well as chapter 12, verse 24 to 25, we'll see loving one another is a sign of Christians.
那么如果我们把这段经文读完以后，我们会看到。
After we read these passages, we'll see.
那么在格老丢那么做罗马皇帝的时候，
Claudius was a Roman emperor.
那么大约是在主后45到46年。
Around 45 to 46 AD.
那么在犹太地呢，它发生过一次很大的饥荒。
There was a big famine in Judea.
耶路撒冷的信徒呢，主要是靠安提阿等外邦的这些基督徒来给他们送来的爱心奉献来度过这个难关。
The disciples in Jerusalem church.Overcome this famine mostly by the donation from Gentile Christians like Antioch Church.
那么在29到30节，他这样讲，他说：“于是门徒定义照个人的力量捐钱，送去供给住在犹太的弟兄。他们就这样行，把捐项托巴拿巴和扫罗送到众长老那里。”
In verse 29 to 30, so the disciples determined, everyone according to his ability.To send relief to the brothers living in Judea. And they did so, sending to the elders by the hand of Barnabas and Saul.
那我们读圣经一定会知道呢，主耶稣在约翰福音13章35节曾经告诉过门徒。
Reading the Bible, we know that our Lord Jesus in John chapter 13, verse 35, told disciples.
他说，你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
By this, all people will know that you are my disciples.
也就是
if you have love for one another.
也就是如果我们有这样的行为举止，我们不用跟人说哇，我们是基督徒，人们直接就会看出，那么你们就是一群不同的人，基督徒。
That is, if we do so, we don't have to say anything. People will know we are different. We are Christians.
也就是说，彼此相爱乃是基督徒的最明显的标志。
That is saying, loving one another is the most obvious sign of Christians.
那我们说，那么我们怎么样才我们应该怎么样彼此相爱呢？
How should we love one another?
其实主耶稣呢，他在这个43节34节也是给了我们答案。
The Lord gave us the answer in.John chapter 13, verse 34.
他说，我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。他说，我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。
It says, a new command I give to you, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also are to love one another.
也就是门徒跟主耶稣几三年差不多在一起，他们知道主耶稣一切的言行。
The disciples spent 3 years with Jesus, and they know all the words and deeds of Jesus.
所以他们完全的明白主耶稣怎么样把他的爱体现在他们身上。
They fully saw how Jesus showed his love on them.
所以我们读福音书的时候，我们也可以明显的看到主耶稣是怎么样爱人，怎么样爱他的门徒。
When we read the Gospels, we can also see how Jesus loved us and loved his disciples.
所以就主耶稣怎样爱我们
，The same way Jesus loved us.
所以我们就要怎么样来彼此相爱
？The same, we should love one another.
那么主耶稣他为我们卑微自己。
The Lord Jesus humbled himself.
他也为我们担当了我们的罪孽。
He took our sins for us.
他最后为我们的罪，他最后为我们流血舍命。
In the end, he bled for us and gave up his life for us.
那我们可以想一下，我们有没有卑微自己
？Let us think about ourselves. Did we humble ourselves?
那我们不管是在家里、教会，还是其他的任何的地方
，No matter in our own house or church or anywhere.
那么有人说，有人的地方就会出现这些争吵。
People say whenever there are people, there are always disagreement.
那么出现争吵的原因，其实都是双方都不想卑微自己。
The fact there are arguments is because neither party are willing to humble themselves.
所以就互不相让，才出现这些争进。
So we never give in to each other. The argument arises.
那么主耶稣从来他没有犯过罪，他却为我们担当罪。
Our Lord Jesus never sinned, but is willing to take our sins.
那么我们有没有为了他人的好处而愿意把责任担在我们自己的身上呢
？Have we ever been willing to take the responsibility for the benefit of others?
那么尤其是我们做弟兄的
，especially the brothers.
那么神呢，交托我们带领。我们的家庭
God entrusts us to lead our family.
那么他把妻子儿女交托我们照管
and take care of our wives and children.
而这些在我们手下这些人，他们都是比我们软弱的肢体
They are bodies weaker than us.
所以他们更容易犯罪，也更容易犯错，也更容易失误。
Easier for them to make mistakes and plunder.
所以在他们出现这些犯错或者失误的时候下，我们有没有愿意为他们来承担责任
？Mistakes, are we willing to take the responsibility for them?
那么再者，我们有没有愿意为他人舍己
？Also, are we ever willing to sacrifice for others?
其实我们一生中很少会遇到说为他人舍命的这样的机会。
Our own life, it's probably very few we have to give up our lives for others.
但是我们经常其实有这种可以为他人舍己的时候。
But we often have opportunity to sacrifice for others.
其实舍久了，舍己就是把我们属于我们自己的东西能够分享给别人。
Sacrifice is give our things to others to share with others.
那我们有没有说抽出一些时间，我们？问候或探望一些弟兄姐妹或者是慕道友
like taking time to greet others or to see brothers or people who thirst for the Lord
我们有没有拿出一定的时间来为他人来常常的代祷
taking time to pray for others
我们有没有帮助一些真正有需要的人解决他们的一些实际的问题
helping others withTheir real life problems.
其实所有的这些呢，都是一些舍己的真正的这个体现。
All these are examples of sacrifice.
那我听到一个见证，就是在我们中间。
I heard a testimony among us.
那么有一位弟兄呢，老弟兄呢，他的这个车呢，他的就冬天就不能启动了。
One elder brother, his car cannot start.
那么另一位弟兄呢，知道了这件事。
Another brother heard about it.
所以他拿上了工具，而且去给他检测了车。
He came over with tools for examination.
那么然后又去给他买上电池，又给他去安装好。
They help bought the battery and installed the battery.
我觉得这些呢，真的是他费了他自己的时间，费了他的精力。其实这就是一个很明显的一个舍己的表现。
This is a good example of a sacrifice. He spent his time and to help others.
所以这些机会呢，可能对我们每个人来说，其实可能经常会遇到。
So things like this may happen among us.
最重要的是我们想不想去做。
It is important to ask ourselves, are we willing to help?
那么基督徒，我们能够若活出这种彼此相爱的生命。
If Christians can live out a life of loving one another.
那我们教会呢，必然会大大的复兴。
Our church will surely thrive.
那么神的道呢，也必然会越发的广传。
And the word of God will surely increase.
那么在24-25节说，神的道日渐兴旺，越发广传。巴拿巴和扫罗办完了他们供给的事，就从耶路撒冷回来，带着称呼马可的约翰回去。
In chapter 12, verse 24 to 25, but the word of God increased and multiplied, and Barnabas and Saul returned from Jerusalem when they had completed their service.Bring with them John, whose other name was Mark.
所以巴拿巴跟扫罗呢，是因着爱来到安提阿，来坚固信徒的信心。
Barnabas and Saul came to Antioch to strengthen the disciples out of love.
安提阿的信徒是因着爱向这些经历饥荒的耶路撒冷的信徒捐献钱财。
Out of love, the disciples in Antioch donated money and goods to Jerusalem church.
而且他们托巴拿巴和保罗带到耶路撒冷。
And they asked Barnabas and Paul to bring it to Jerusalem.
那么俩人办完这些事情了，又第二次返回这个安提阿，而且还带了另一位同工马可。
These two men returned to Antioch the second time, and this time they brought a coworker, Mark.
这也是他们的爱的体现，他们要。跟他们在这儿一起继续的服侍安提阿的信徒。
This is a show of their love. They like to serve the Antioch disciples.
那么今天呢，我们的信息呢，我们可以从三个方面看到神的道兴旺。
In today's message, we can see in three parts how the word of God thrive.
那么一方面就是许多人归向神。
The first, many turn to the Lord.
再就是新教会的建立。
Second is the build up of new churches.
那么再就是信徒间，那么有彼此相爱的心。
Third is the true love among the disciples.
那么所有这些目标的实现，是其实需要我们每位基督徒发挥我们自己的功用。
Actually, in order to realize this purpose, we need every Christian to work hard at his own role.
就是做主交托给我们的善工。
That is do the good work God entrusted us.
那么弟兄姐妹朋友们
，brothers, sisters, and friends.
那么当我们回过头来，再次的思想发生在中国蔓延到世界的这场瘟疫的时候
，we think again about the plague that started in China and spread to the world.
那我们可能会对瘟疫这种现象呢产生紧张
，we may be nervous about this plague.
我们可能真的是会心中感到不安。
Be uneasy about it.
但是我们更应当思想的是，我们更当警醒悔改。
But even more, we should be alert and repent.
因为透过这一切的事件，那我们知道主的日子他真的是近了。
For we know it is getting closer for Lord's second coming.
所以我们每日的生活的中心，我们就应当是常常做好预备，等候主他的再来。
The center of our daily life.Should be to be always be prepared and wait for Lord's second coming.
好，我们来一起祷告。
Let us pray together.
天父，我们感谢你的恩典，你的怜悯。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your mercy.
天父，感谢你真的赐给我们你的独生爱子耶稣基督。
Thank you for giving us your only begotten Son.Jesus Christ.
让我们不管经历任何的境况时，我们都能够在主耶稣基督的里面得到平安。
So whatever we experience, we can always have peace in Jesus Christ.
因为我们真的知道主他永远不会丢弃他的儿女。
For we know the Lord will never desert us.
主，你就真的保守怜悯我们每一位弟兄姐妹。
Lord, truly keep us in peace.
让我们真实的知道我们作为基督徒的真正的意义。
Let us truly know the meaning. Let us truly know the meaning of a Christian.
让我们透过我们真实的生命
，through our life，
让不信的人能够透过彼此真实的相爱，看出这是一群耶稣的门徒。
Through loving each other, let unbelievers see that we are Christians.
主，让我们能够真的尽量少亏缺你的荣耀，多做主你美好的见证。
Let us always be a good testimony for you, and seldom fall short of your glory.
主，特别是让我们在面对真的这场瘟疫的时候
，Especially we are facing this plague.
主，我们特别的来为我们的同胞，大陆的同胞来祷告。
We especially like to pray for our fellow folks in mainland China.
天父，求主你透过这场灾难，你让更多的人来警醒，来悔改。
Through this plague, let more people be alert and repent.
你也差派更多你的工人去到他们中间。
And send more workers to be among them.
把主耶稣拯救罪人的这个福音能够让更多的人知道。
Spread the gospel to more people that Jesus saves sinners.
主啊，让更多的人能够来成为你的儿女。
So more people can become your children.
主，让他们能够在主你的里面能够得到平安。
They can have peace in you.
主，也赐我每个弟兄 在这里的每一位弟兄姐妹一颗真的寻求你的心。
Lord, give us a heart to seek you.
让我们能够真的更加的主动积极的把你的福音传给周围更多的人。
Let us be more proactive in preaching.
直到这个世界会有一天必然过去。
So we know this world one day will perish.
我们只有在主的里面才有永生。
Only in Lord we can have eternal life.
才有平安，才有永远的盼望。
Only in the Lord can we can find peace and hope.
我们谢谢恩主。
Thank you, Lord.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray this in the precious name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.